Shalom Aleichem, thank you for joining. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shabbos Kuf Mem Gimel, Shabbos 143a, pagination page 285, starting from the Mishnah, which is about 7 lines from the top. Our topic today is cleaning up the table after a meal regarding the leftover shells, which have some muktzah status, perhaps. Also regarding the leftover bread, a kazayas size or less than a kazayas size. And finally, the topic of using a sponge to wipe away, wipe clean the table. So the Mishnah states, Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, Ma'avirim mi'al ha'shulchan atzamos uklipin. You're allowed to remove from the table the bones and the shells. Uveis Hillel Omrim, and Beis Hillel says, Misalikes atav lekula menara. You have to do it by taking everything off and dumping it. The tablecloth, the table. You're not allowed to handle the shells directly. Now, the Gemara says that there's actually a switch over here, that our tradition is that this was recorded in verse, that really it's Beis Hillel who says that opinion and Beis Shammai who says the other opinion. If you glance down at the Gemara a few lines later, Amar Rav Nachman, Anu Ein Lanu Ele Beis Shammai Ki Rabbi Yehuda. Beis Shammai is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Hillel Ki Rabbi Shimon, and Beis Hillel follows the more lenient opinion of Rabbi Shimon. And Rashi explains, Mukhlefes HaShita, that the Shitos are reversed, and not Kemoshe HiShenuya, not the way the Mishnah was presented. In any case, in practical halacha, there is a restriction of handling bones or shells that have no use even for animals. In other words, if the item has a use for animals and that type of animal is available to us, it's the type of animal that's around, so then the shell or the bone would not become muktzah because it could be lifted up and given to the animal. So if it's something the dog would eat and you have dogs in town, so then feeding the dog on Shabbos is a permitted activity, it's available usage which would make the item not muktzah, and you'd be allowed to lift it up directly, even if your intent is to dump it in the garbage and not to give it to any dog. As long as in theory it could be given to the dog, it's not muktzah. Now, if you don't have that leniency, and it is truly muktzah because it has no use, so then when you clear off the table, you should be doing it ayidei davar acher, through something else, purposely to use a napkin rather than your hands themselves. And another option would be, as you're creating this garbage, to purposely put the garbage onto a plate. Because once it's on a plate, that's also ayidei davar acher. You take the plate and throw it in the garbage. You don't have to handle the shells themselves, because initially you put them directly on a plate. When all else fails, and you need to take it off personally, so then there is a concept called graf shel rei. If it's highly objectionable and the table really has to be cleaned, and without doing so it would be very troubling, so then there is a leniency in muktzah rules. If the item is so objectionable, there might be cases where you can move it directly. But in any case, for our purposes, to be aware that these items are muktzah. And as you're eating, let's say, pistachio nuts or something like that, you should on Shabbos be putting the items onto a plate so that the plate can be removed rather than collecting the shells by hand. The Mishnah then says, Ma'avirim milfnei ha'shulchan pirurim pachas mekezayis, you could take off the pieces that are less than a kezayis, pieces of bread. If you'll drop into the Gemara says, the Omer Rabbi Yechanan says, Purim she'em bohem kezayis, pirurim that don't have a kezayis, pieces of bread that are less than a kezayis portion. And here there's a machlokas whether it should say osur la'abdon biyad or mutter la'abdon biyad. Our text following Rashi says osur, it's forbidden to get rid of it by hand, not allowed to intentionally throw that in the garbage. The Rosh and others change it and say that the correct text here is, based on a different Gemara, the correct text is mutter, it's permitted. And that's how we paskin. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Pei, Sif Dalid, writes, Afapi shemutter la'abid pururim, she'en bayim kezayis. If a piece of bread is less than a kezayis, it's permitted to dump it away. Mikomokam kosha la'anius, but it's not good for one's merit in spiritual aspects, however we go about explaining this, but there are angels, forces that have a complaint about a person who is disrespectful to bread, and therefore when we clear off the table, even though you're allowed on less than a kezayis, but there is a risk if doing so shows some level of disrespect, it could end up causing, Rachmana Litzlan, some level of poverty. So, as a practical matter, we try to be careful to place something in a bag or be careful with it when disposing bread. And finally, one other consideration. So the first consideration of shells was clearly a Shabbos consideration because that's a mukta issue. The second consideration really had to do with all week. It has to do with disposing of bread. And the final item I wanted to mention from this Mishnah is the topic of sefog, which is a sponge. Sefog im yesh lo or beis achiza. If the sponge has a handle made of hide, leather, mekanchim bo, you'd be allowed to use it to wipe clean. V'im lave mekanchim bo, and if it doesn't have the handle, you're not allowed to use it to wipe the table clean. The case that we're dealing with, and this is beautifully presented in Rabbi Ribiyet, the four-volume Shabbos Sefer, he says the case is that the sponge is slightly moist, and if you would grab the sponge in that state, it would squeeze, and water would be squeezed out. But since it has a handle, it is possible to get a hold of the sponge and wipe the table clean without squeezing out water. And the key here is the beis achiza, the handle, which enables you to get a firm grasp on the sponge without squeezing it. But to use a sponge that doesn't have a handle, or to use any sponge in a way that definitely does squeeze out water, is restricted on Shabbos because of the melacha of dosh, of squeezing the liquid out of its place of absorption. Likewise, if you take a quick glance on the second side of the daf, starting from the top at the new perek, chobesh anishbara, if a barrel broke on Shabbos, the liquid is streaming out, flowing out, matzilin emena mazin shalosh seudas, you're allowed to save from it a certain amount, va'omer la'achirim bo va'atzilu lachem, and you're allowed to even invite people that they should also collect and save, uva'vad shalo yisfog, but you're not allowed to use a sponge. In other words, that was the quick reaction, was to put a sponge there, absorb, and squeeze it out into a new container. I imagine the surface that it's spilling onto must be clean, or they didn't have a problem with that. But they're going to sponge it up, they wanted to sponge it up and squeeze it into something, and we're being told, as we're mentioning in Amud Aleph, same concept on Amud Beis, that you're now allowed to use a sponge in order to absorb and then squeeze it out. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.